When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your mild mare. He'll make the whole world shout.
Hey.
He kickstarted my hovercraft.
Axolotl.
He built a tower of bagels.
Axolotl.
He changed the speed of light.
Axolotl.
He silenced all known trombones.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Is there a restaurant in London if you buy a Greek salad and there's a German in the room, he has to pay for it? And why do people say I'm a lazy writer, especially my children, QWERTY and F12? And similes, what are they like? My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Ah, good thinking, Milton. I see you're updating our online presence.
Just setting up a Facebook account for you, Anton.
Ah, thank you. What's my profile like?
Big nose, double chin.
You've actually written that, haven't you?
Yes, done a drawing too.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys.
Hello, Pauline.
You're not on Facebook, are you, Pauline?
Of course I am. Haven't you seen my recipe page?
Yes. I hear it's very popular.
That's right. Last week it had 3,000 licks. That was just from me. Which reminds me, Anton, I wouldn't use your laptop for a while.
Ah.
Or your Kindle.
No, really?
The life of Pi wasn't exactly what I was hoping for.
Well, that's the thing. I know you both like books, and I wondered if you could help a friend of mine, Sally. She runs the local library, and she needs some help. I mean, it's a lovely library, but...
She doesn't like to shout about it.
Well... No one's using it.
Well, I'm not surprised. It must be tough for those places with e-books and the internet and smartphones.
Sorry, Anton, I was just reading a text.
Well, we could go down there. Nice to have a bit of peace and quiet.
You say that, but last time I was at the library, everyone was shouting and complaining. I could barely hear myself play the drums.
Well, I'll text her and say you're popping down. She could make some recommendations.
Well, that might be tricky. Books are very subjective.
You're telling me. I wasted weeks reading this massive book someone left in the hallway. There was no plot and there were too many characters.
That's the Yellow Pages.
Well, by the end, it was pretty obvious the plumber did it. He was mentioned so many times. Anyway, the book I wrote was much more straightforward.
You wrote a book?
Here it is. It's a pop-up book about boxing.
Well, let me see. Suppose I asked for that.
That's really annoying.
It is a bit, yes.
No, I mean now I've got to update your Facebook profile picture so you've got a black eye. I was keen to help out at the library. I used to read stories aloud to a hemorrhoid support group, but I never seemed to get past the "Are you sitting comfortably?" bit. Books have been in my family for centuries. One of my ancestors introduced the very first book. You think people are sceptical of technology now?
What is this trickery you show me? One minute I see words before me, the next they are gone. Explain yourself.
It's called a book, sire. And all I have done is close the cover. If I open it again, look.
Ah, the words! I see them once more!
Now I shut it like so.
And in an instant they are gone! I don't like it!
Well, how does your Majesty currently access his tales?
The usual way. I'll show you. Come!
I am the king's minstrel, and tales I tell of knights and dragons and gallant deeds of daring do.
Oh, yes. But how many stories can you hold in your memory?
Many. Many, many. But tell me, this new book of yours, can it do this? Oh, hark ye well to a mournful tale of a merry man and his maiden, oh!
Well, no.
Great. I'll take a dozen.
Libraries are brilliant. I especially like looking at reference libraries so I know what other libraries are going to look like. So this is the place.
Yes, yes, Milton, and we must make sure we keep the noise down.
Sorry, got a text.
The text says to download an app. And the app is telling me that I'm in a library. And that I should put my phone to silent. Good idea, I'll do that now.
Where would we be without the latest up-to-date technology?
PC World.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Shh, do you mind? This is a library.
Ah, you must be Sally.
Oh, yes, thanks for coming.
It's a beautiful old building, all that oak panelling. It's a haven from the modern world.
Hang on. I'll just take a shelfie.
Oh, dear.
Wait, I recognise you. You've got some outstanding finds.
Why, thank you very much.
Yes, look. 15 items out for 6 months. Where are they?
Well, they were all past their sell-by date, so I threw them away.
Those books were library property.
Would I be right in thinking this is the wrong time to ask for the return of my drum kit?
Yes. Maybe I shouldn't complain. At least you're actually using the library.
Do I take it the trade is less than brisk?
Oh, if we carry on at this rate, I'm pretty sure the council will close us down.
Well, how about running some sort of book festival?
Oh, I'd love that. Every year I go to Hay-on-Wye.
Apparently there was another festival for people who love writing letters of complaint called the Y-O-Y Festival.
There must be some appetite for reading. If we get the right names, maybe we could invite Ian McEwan, Martin Amis.
Jeanette Winterson.
We could get Jeremy Clarkson to drive them all there.
This is all very well, but I just don't think this is a town of people who read books.
Well, I'm sure we could go out into the street and drum up some support.
Now can I have those drums? Libraries lend books, but I'm not all that comfortable with borrowing. Especially after a recent troubling experience with a loan shark.
All right, hold on.
Loan sharks?
Yeah, well, not how I put it myself, but yeah. So, you want a loan, do you?
Yep, sure do.
How much?
Oh, I really, really, really want one.
No, how much money?
Money? No. I'd like the loan of a shark.
You what?
Well, I'm starting an aquarium, but I'd prefer to hire the fish. If the shark's the problem, how about a whale? You know, one of those black and white ones. What do they call them? Aquapandas.
Do I look like I've got any fish?
Crabs, maybe.
Now, come in.
Try a beard sandwich. Try a beard sandwich.
A beard sandwich to promote a book festival?
Yes. This is from the Hairy Biker's recipe book. Probably.
Well, I suppose the library has recipe books. Is that why you've set up the barbecue?
No, that's to advertise the children's books. Black Beauty! Black Beauty! He's great in the stories, even better as a burger.
Milton, you can't do that.
What, you think I'm flogging it?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
What's all this thing?
Is it, we're promoting both the library and, indeed, a book festival.
Oh, right, yeah. Not really much of a reader, me.
If you ask me, the problem starts at school. Some of the staff just specialise in teaching only a couple of random letters each. R-E, then D-T.
Yeah, well, never really paid attention at school. More into music, really.
Music teachers are even worse. They can only count to four, and then they try and distract you by playing an instrument.
Yeah, of course. Madam, can I interest you in our library?
Oh, no, not really. Books are all old and that.
Ah, but you know the classics are actually quite accessible.
Especially with this. I've created a smartphone app for Wuthering Heights. Press the app and see what the critics said.
Let's have a look.
Of course, in Emily Bronte's time, teachers only taught one letter at a time. Here she is telling us her least favourite one.
I hated you.
And this is her saying who her favourite rock band is.
I loved you too.
Ah, Milton, here's someone.
Good morrow, good sir. What's all this? A book festival. Exciting.
Yes, are you interested?
Oh, absolutely. My name is Piers de Courtenay. I don't know. People just don't seem to appreciate good writing anymore. I've just had some poems published, by the way.
Congratulations. Which publisher?
Self-published.
Well, congratulations on having a photocopier.
May I ask what kind of poetic style you employ?
Yes, I write contemporary Anglo-Saxon verse. You probably haven't heard anything like it.
Beowulf?
If you insist.
Yes, I fear your funny little friend is misunderstood. I mean, I often do poetry readings where I recite Anglo-Saxon at the audience.
And I'll bet they recite Anglo-Saxon back at you.
Are you a full-time poet?
No. Actually, I work for the council, in charge of libraries across the county, supporting them.
Oh, really?
Resourcing them.
Oh, well, that's great.
And shutting ones that nobody uses.
Oh, dear.
And the library in this town is, well, how shall I put it?
On borrowed time?
No. Nonsense. In fact, we're having a book festival in a couple of weeks' time. We're passionate about books, aren't we, Milton?
Absolutely. But for me, some contemporary literature often pushes the bounds of character credibility.
Oh, you're quite the expert.
Take the last book I read. I mean, no caterpillar is that hungry.
I think we've said enough, Milton.
Well, best of luck with the festival, but if it isn't successful and the library doesn't start getting more visitors, we'll have to close it for sure, get rid of all the books and sack all the staff.
You have quite a way with words.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like a burger?
Oh, no.
Eventually, Anton thought we might find some inspiration at our rivals, the Hay on Wye Festival. We arranged to meet Sally there.
Oh, I love it here. So far, I've met William Boyd, shook hands with Zadie Smith, and look, I took a selfie.
That's not you.
It's Well Self.
Oh, look, there's a table in the festival cafe, shall we?
Oh, I like the children's literary-themed menu. The Roald Dahl lentils, the Mary Poppins mung beans, and the Grinch gherkins, followed by a series of unfortunate events.
Yes, I can imagine.
Oh, look! The man who's going to close our library.
Well, hello there.
Hello, Piers. Nice to see you again.
Isn't this marvellous? Readings, signings, and I've just experienced the most amazing production of Wind in the Willows.
Did you have the children's menu as well?
So how's your little book festival going?
Working on a few ideas, but...
Sorry, my phone. Mm. I'm needed at a poetry workshop.
Or has someone actually turned up?
Well, see you at your festival, and it better be good.
So, Anton, you said you've got a few ideas to get people into reading. What are they?
Oh, to be honest, Sally, we've got nothing. Milton, could you not play with your phone?
Just checking in on a social networking site so people know where I am.
As I was saying, we have absolutely no idea.
And it's confirming that I'm here, which is good.
Yes, so we have to think of something.
Sorry, just BBMing that text.
Milton, that's it. That's why people aren't reading. Those smartphones and tablets are stopping the culture from blossoming in our town. We must take action.
You're right.
Of course. Let me tweet that.
Milton. Is that a text?
Children's menu. People being distracted by the latest communication technology is hardly a new problem. Even my great-granddad, Private Jones, struggled with it in World War I.
Now, men, as you know, tomorrow's the big push. The task ahead will be long and... Yes, as I was saying, the task ahead will be long and... Sorry. Jones, is that your carrier pigeon?
Sorry, I'll put it on silent, sir. Just put this rubber band over its beak and...
Now, tomorrow's the big push. And we're going to go head-to-head with the Bosch. And I want you to know... So I want you to know that the task... So now what?
Sorry, sir. Forgot I'd set the alarm.
Oh. Well, this is unbelievable.
I know. A pigeon that plays the harmonica.
Jones, this is not a game.
But this is a game, sir. You just give it a good hard squeeze. Ah! There. Angry bird.
Jones, let's have a look. Where'd you get it from?
Pigeon Warehouse, just off Trafalgar Square.
Now, men, that'll do. Come on. Right. As you know, tomorrow's the big push. The task ahead will be long and... Oh, but what now?
Must have had my pigeon 18 months, sir. This is my free upgrade.
Yes.
There's a message on it already. Could be important. Have you been injured at the front? You could be due a medal.
Wow!
We decided to appeal to the local council to get them to ban all mobile technology in public, but the mayoress took against us straight away.
Order! Order! And for the last time, get off my lap.
You're the one who keeps saying you're the chair.
Better leave this to me, Milton. Councillors, your worship, we come to this meeting today... We come today...
Sorry, Anton. It's a new app I've got for my phone. Sounds just like a gavel, doesn't it?
Not you as well.
Oh, that's great. I got one who does this. No, hang on, that's not me.
Then where's that sound coming from?
Milton?
I thought that would get your attention.
I was wondering why you were dragging that pneumatic drill around.
Councillors, Lady Maris, I'm glad that we've finally got your attention.
Yes, for you see, we stand at a crossroads.
Sorry.
Oh, I like it. Is it an app?
Can I download it?
Can't you see? None of us can concentrate because of our phones. We're missing out on reading books.
Books?
Yes. Books can take you to places you could never imagine. The other day, I tried to get War and Peace down from the top shelf. It landed on my head and I ended up in A&E.
Yes. This town has a magnificent library. And we would like to run a book festival.
Are we
prepared to swap all this for being constantly distracted by YouTube clips of sneezing pandas?
So are you with us?
Yeah. We've done it, Milton!
This sneezing panda you speak of?
Yeah, well, that was a for instance. Now, Milton is handing out a draft motion that I would like to see...
Oh, I found it. I found sneezing panda on YouTube.
No. Oh, look. Here's a duck wearing a hat.
Oh, splashing in the water.
Look, we're trying to do something for this town.
We should get this town on YouTube.
Has anyone got a duck or a hat?
Oh, Milton. Sometimes I think it'd be better off just grabbing everyone's mobile devices and burning them outside the library.
Well, that's a terrible idea. If we burn our smartphones, are we going to take pictures of the fire?
Oh, better idea. We burn the library and film that with our smartphones. It'll give us something cool to put on YouTube and slash the library budget. All in favour, text me now.
Oh,
motion carried to the library.
Well, I'll be honest, that wasn't the result I was hoping for.
Well, I'll certainly never make the mistake of burning a book again. Not now I've put that not a cupboard sign on the oven door.
We must get to the library.
What's going on?
There's going to be a book burning.
Oh, I'll get all the Dan Browns I can find.
Oh, yes, good idea. No, wait, that's not right. Every book is sacred.
Maybe we could throw
them something to satisfy their urge for fire.
Heat magazine?
Ah, my literary cohort. How is the incipient book festival coming along?
Really well. An angry mob are just about to burn all the books in the library.
Oh, dear.
They're set on burning every great work of literature they can find.
Well, this is a disaster.
I know.
No, I mean, they haven't asked to burn any of mine. Luckily, I've brought a bag of them along. Milton, help me find a way to set light to these books.
Friction or non-friction?
We're too late. They're at the doors. Quick, I know somewhere we can hide. This is the book repository.
You mean if someone doesn't like your book and tells you where to shove it?
No, repository. Repository.
And what's this?
Oh, just some box of tricks that got put in. It's for our computers. The chap who fitted it said it connected the whole town to the internet.
Look, there's a sign on it. Fitted by BT Openreach. In case of emergency, contact our emergency line and an emergency engineer will fix the emergency in 8 to 10 weeks.
Oh, they're getting quicker.
So, if we cut that cable, this town will cease to be distracted by smartphones, texts and tweets for 2 months.
I suppose so.
Milton? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Definitely. You'd look great dressed as a raccoon.
So, no, then.
Tell you what, though. This big bit of licorice looks pretty tasty.
No, Milton, that's a cable.
If I can just pull it out.
Well, it's all gone very quiet.
Yeah, excuse me. Hello. Is the librarian there? Because I'd like to check out a book, please.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah, there's quite a few of us, actually.
Oh, I'll get my stamp.
Look, a library full of people. Without the mobiles and tablets, there are no distractions.
They're all reading so quietly.
Finally, I'll be able to hear myself play the drums.
Milton.
Right, form a queue.
For several hours, Sally happily stamped books for people to take home.
Only 3 books left in the whole library. 2. And, oh, just the 1 book unchecked.
The Collected Poetry of Piers de Courtenay.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee.
Actually, Piers, there's 1 more book you might like. It's about American writers from the 1950s. It's a pop-up book.
Oh, what's it called?
Beat Poets.
Oh!
Look out. Oh, too late. What a shame. Well, I hope you can see that this library is now in constant use and cannot possibly be closed.
Oh, very well.
With the library saved, we wandered out into the town square. I'm sure I can hear something.
You know what that sound is?
Sounds like that bird just got a text.
No, Milton, it's a bird. It's a real bird.
It was amazing. Everyone had stopped and was reading a book. This seemed like a good time for one of my community webcasts to help people get in touch with nature. Inspired by Spring Watch, I'd made Garden Watch, but it didn't go too well. Too many sparrows got caught by cats. They were just too relaxed. My fault, really. I should never have filled the bird bath with Radox. But recently, I'd moved the format onto other exciting areas. Hello, and welcome to Watch Watch. I'm Milton Jones.
And I'm Katie Wilson. What have we got, Milton?
Well, yes, Katie, we've a clear view of a lovely little omega with the... How would you describe those markings, Katie?
Well, according to the Littlewoods catalogue, it says black faux leather wrist strap.
Fascinating!
I have to admit, it's not that fascinating, is it? I mean, I was sort of hoping for Spring Watch.
Spring Watch? Well, we can take the back off if you like.
Yes, and how long have we been watching this watch for now?
Oh, I'm not sure. If only there was some way of telling.
What is it?
I saw something move. It's just gone midnight, and this is incredible, viewers. That little box that said sat, I'm guessing because it's seen us sat here for so long, has changed to sun. We can only assume because it wants a newspaper.
Milton, I think I need a bit of a lie down.
Good idea. Keep your strength up for the Monday to Friday shift.
Oh.
I've built a fully camouflaged hide. Go and have a nap in that.
Oh, thanks. Where is it?
No idea. Good, isn't it? Back in the town, everyone was still reading. And suddenly, even buying groceries was impossible. Could I pay for my shopping, please? Hello? Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. This book. I can't put it down.
Yeah, I've got a sticker book too.
No, it's just so compelling. All about the human condition and not being able to find the one you're looking for.
OK, spoiler alert, Wally is in the bottom right-hand corner.
No, I'm halfway through 100 Years of Solitude.
So you had the children's menu as well. It was like this everywhere. The whole town was at a standstill.
What's going on? I tried calling the council and there's no answer.
Everyone's reading, Pauline. The policemen are all reading Crime and Punishment. Everyone at the hospital's reading Dr. Zhivago.
What are the people who collect the rubbish reading?
Jeffrey Archer. Yes.
You see, now the internet's down, there's nothing to distract anyone from reading.
Well, it's terrible. What's going to happen?
Well, a town without the police or ambulances or rubbish collection could lead to disease, vermin, anarchy.
I saw a documentary on that place once. It was about a little village called Grand Theft Auto.
We have to tell the whole town to stop reading books.
But how are we going to do that if you can't do an email or a text?
I shall write a book, telling them to get back to work.
Yes, of course.
Yes. I've always wanted to write a novel and win the Orange Prize.
Oh, very good, Milton.
Imagine winning a whole orange.
But it'll take far too long.
No, it won't. I'll base it on books I've read in the past. After all, I come from a family of plagiarists.
Yeah, you couldn't make it up.
That's right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a book to write. Do you mind? I'm trying to concentrate.
Yeah, sorry.
I stayed up all night, typing in the attic by candlelight.
How's it going, Milton?
It's hard to see using this candle.
Well, maybe if it wasn't on top of your head, the wax wouldn't run down into your eyes.
Oh, yes.
And the electricity is actually working fine. It's just the internet that's not working.
Ah.
And we don't actually have an attic.
Ah. Thought it was rainy.
I'll come back later.
By the morning, I'd finished it. We set up a production line. Anton printed the pages, Pauline worked on the binding, and I put on the jacket, which was always too small and had no holes for the arms. Within a few days, everyone was reading Stop Reading and Get Back to Work by Milton Jones. We went to the town square to find out what people thought of it.
Ooh, look, there's Piers. Did you like the book, Piers?
I hate it. Your book tells everyone to stop reading.
Yes.
That's true.
Well, this was a town of stupid, simple people who were prepared to burn down a library. But now you're trying to stop us being, you know, intelligent and articulate. People like you should be,
Burned!
Yeah, burn them for trying to make us less civilized.
Burn Milton Jones on a pile of his own books.
Can't we just burn them for fun?
No, it has to be because of the book thing.
All right. Do we still get to do the dance?
Oh, yes.
Oh, the irony. Milton, do something.
Hold still. If I can just get closer to you and we can do one final selfie.
Get Milton, this is no time for using your phone.
But I wanted to tweet my own demise. And look, I'm getting really good Wi-Fi.
Right, Jones, time for the final chapter in your story. Get ready to...
Oh, I've got a text. Wait, there, actually, could you hold me flaming torch?
Sure.
Oh, no, I've got 600 emails.
And I've got a text about a package at a depot. And I've missed a load of Groupon offers.
Milton, we're saved. Oh. Everyone's too distracted to burn us. The BT OpenReach engineer must have fixed it.
There you go, mate. Internet's back up and running, all right.
Oh, thank you, BT OpenReach. You fixed the problem in less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was a mistake. Started the wrong end of my list. Hang on, turn it up the right way. Off to my next customer. A Mr. Alexander Graham Bell. Oh, he's been waiting quite a while.
Well, there we are, everyone. The library saved for the community. Now it can be a thriving hub of 21st century living. Should we go inside?
Oh, it's shut on Wednesdays.
Well, at least we've made everyone aware of books again.
Yes, let's celebrate by going to the cafe with the nice banisters.
Do you mean Waterstones, Milton?
That's the one.
And let's hope the book festival can be the first in a series of cultural events. Opera, ballet, dance.
I think it's pronounced belly.
Sometimes I think there's something wrong with you, Milton.
Sometimes.
Nonsense. Although occasionally I think I might have attention deaf. Look at those clouds.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.